While the study found no direct link between water contamination and fracking itself, it did cite surface spills of fracturing chemicals as a risk to groundwater. It also found blowouts underground during fracking operations have been underreported. Scott Anderson is an advisor with the Environmental Defense Fund, a group that contributed to the UT study.
The report shines a light on the fact that there are a number of aspects of natural gas development that can cause significant environmental risk.
The study found that poorly constructed wells also pose a danger to the environment. Researchers say those construction problems could happen in wells that aren't technically fracked. But fracturing technology has spurred a massive increase in drilling throughout the country, focusing attention on those dangers.
So I think we're seeing some classes of issues that are going to have to be dealt with no matter where it takes place, that are not so much hydraulic fracturing itself, but well integrity and protection of water at the surface as well as in the shallow subsurface.
That's Chip Grote. He led the UT study. He plans to follow up with more research on the effects of fracking, including possible links to earthquakes and air pollution. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.